Hey, welcome to the Center of the Saint. I'm Melissa Bell.
And I'm Allison Kane. You know what I'm not a fan of?
What?
People that leave their turn signals on when they're not actually turning.
Oh my gosh, that's so annoying. Or if they are in the right lane and they put the turn signal on, but they don't really know where they're going, so they have the turn signal on for a very long time because they're lost.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why that's always been a pet peeve of mine.
Yeah. I think because, like, hey, get with it.
And can't you hear that clicky?
Oh, yeah.
Noise, like if I'm in the car and somebody, just the noise. Like if somebody leaves their blinker on. I'm like, okay, it's been on long enough.
What is long enough? That's the question.
That is the question. Yeah. Now, what are you not a fan of?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Where do we start? Oh, my gosh.
Well, today, we've got a theme coming to you straight from the book of Jeremiah. We're excited about this new journey we are leading, have teamed up with Restored for Moms and leading a virtual Bible study on Jeremiah over the next 6 weeks. So we thought we'd tie in our podcast with some other various random topics and input and insight from Jeremiah.
Yeah, what are we talking about today? Because, you know, I haven't quite opened the book yet.
What?
I know, it's like, you know, just been a week, that's all.
So, Jeremiah 8 and 9.
Chapters 8 and 9?
Yeah, we're not going to talk about the whole chapter.
All right.
But what I noticed was, really I want to look at chapter 9, verses 1 through 3, and I'm all up in the Message translation recently. But anyway, it doesn't matter. But before these verses in Jeremiah 8, you're listening to Jeremiah doing a lot of grieving about Judah ignoring God, you know, kind of like we all get sometimes when our kids don't listen to us or the country seems to be going to, you know what, in a handbasket, whatever. That's how Jeremiah's feeling, right? And then, but these verses in chapter 9, these first few really struck a chord with me because they're God grieving. And I think it just sort of hit me because I realized I don't always consider how is God feeling and all these emotions that he's having, because I just think of like, okay, he already knows everything. He's in control. He can do anything he wants, blah, 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 blah. But we have free will.
Right.
And there are times when he is so sad when he looks down here. And there are other times where he's like so happy. And there's other times where he's got to be super frustrated. And his heart is breaking.
Mm.
And so I started thinking, what are those things? Like, what breaks my heart that breaks God's heart? And what makes him angry that makes me angry too? Or am I lined up with that?
Mm.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't care about the blinkers.
I mean, he does care if we're going in the wrong direction.
He totally does.
He cares about our life blinkers.
He does.
Like, don't turn there, don't turn there. Oh, there they go.
Oh, gosh. I know. It's got to be so frustrating. Just like as a parent for us when we see our kids.
Yeah.
Like letting them make their own decisions, letting them do their own thing and being there to support them. But then just seeing that train wreck start to happen.
Yeah.
But then I started really getting convicted and thinking there are a lot of things that make God sad.
Mm-hmm.
That don't make me sad.
Hmm.
Have you ever thought about that?
Not really, because it's probably a lot of the stuff that I do. Like, one of my biggest prayers is like, God, I'm so sorry that I judge your people so harshly, but seriously, have you looked down here lately?
Right.
Like, my brother recently moved up here and he says, I'm just God's tool. And he means, I'm going to go smack somebody and be God's tool and smack some sense into him. And I feel that on so many days. Like, but then, you know, you sit with God for a little bit and he's like, and by the way, you do the same thing, girl, just on a different level in a different way. So slow your roll.
Slow your roll and take that giant piece of wood out of your own eye, girlfriend. It ain't even a splinter. That's right? What he says to me. Might be a giant sword. Yeah, I just started thinking the things that I ignore in this world, not even like ignore, don't care, but ignore because they're too hard for me to face. The realities of things that are going on. Like after we had Emma, who's about to turn 18, in a couple of months, there were certain shows I couldn't watch anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just slapped me in the face. Like, you know, those crime shows and stuff. Like, that is somebody's little girl. That is somebody's, you know, somebody's daughter. It just hits you different when you have kids. And they're just, like, even watching the news, I look at it through a whole different lens. I think as a mom, as a Christian, as a woman. And I think that there are some things that I just stuff away.
Mm-hmm.
In my heart, and not ignore them because I don't care, but ignore them because I can't face the reality of how terrible they are and knowing that there's really not much I can do.
So I think...
Help me out.
Yeah, I'm going to stop you here because I think you're being a little unfair to yourself because...
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, I don't understand either, Siri. Listen up. This is why I don't have one of you special watches. Allison's watch is talking back.
None of us understand.
Duh. Yeah. We're trying to work it out, girl. So, I think you're not being fair to yourself because I don't think that you ignore it. But I also think, I mean, you like I've seen your prayer wall, right? I think your personality wants to do more. But that's not what God called you to, right? Yeah. And sometimes it's just being okay with the fact that God wants you to realize it and God wants you to pray for it. And I'm not saying there's not bad things that we all tuck under the rug.
Right.
But I am saying like, God has already called you to lots of things and you can't solve them all. And that's hard for you because like I've seen you, girl, there's not a whole lot you can't do and do it well and organized and everybody is like knows their place. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I think for you, it's really hard to say that is so terrible and I can't go fix it right now.
That kind of makes me want to cry. Like I think I really, really, really needed to hear that today.
I mean, like, I think about trafficking and I think about, like, how, I mean, that's huge. But God would have already drug you into that. And not to say he won't at some point. And you do your fair share, but you're different. You go speak to those people and you encourage them. And that's what this podcast is for. It's for finding those people that are lost or broken or misguided or have had God misrepresented to him, which all of us have. And a lot of us have misrepresented God, right? Not on purpose. You are doing your part. I just want you to know that.
Wow. I know that I am not the only person listening to this, to Melissa speak right now, that needed to hear that. Thank you so much. I think that is exactly how I feel. There's so much that it's so overwhelming that it feels like you have to compartmentalize. And what you say is so true, that we are called not to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
God can handle, that's the difference. We can't handle all these things.
Right.
But God can, thank goodness. And he still experiences those emotions that come with it, but he can actually handle it all. And he's got it all in the palm of his hand, but we don't have to.
Yeah.
Those words were so freeing for me. You know those things, you know things, but you just forget sometimes and you need a reminder.
Yeah. And, you know, I do think that there are so many people here that are already in those arenas. And so we can't take up our own flag and run in that arena, but we can go support those people and encourage those people, you know?
Right. And pray for those people and not feel guilty about when God hasn't called us to do certain things.
Right.
But to do others.
Yeah.
Like, God may have called you just to lead VBS at your church.
Yeah, in but the like, summers. Just to, y'all, you're my hero right now, okay?
Facts. But, like, you know, you don't need to be going off and rescuing people in different countries and right? stuff like that. Like, you can just stay here and love and encourage all these, like, sweet, tender, growing hearts of these children.
Yeah, and I think it's hard. So, I have heard someone say before, you know, hey, Melissa, don't you want to go out of the country? God wants us to heal all the people out of the country. And I said, I just don't feel like he's calling me out of the country. And they said, well, maybe you're not listening. Right?
What?
I didn't even smack that person.
Wow. Go, girl. That's the Holy Spirit at work.
Not physically.
She's
anyways.
Been filling her up with the Holy Spirit, y'all.
But, so if that's you, if one of us has said that to you, like, sorry.
Yeah, because you know what? I don't want to be judging all those other people that say bad crap to me because I know I've said some stuff
right.
that I meant with a good heart, yeah. like with good intentions. I think we need, someone said to me the other day, they said, you know what, let's just go into this always knowing that there was no ill intent.
Mm-hmm.
Like if something is left out or something's undone or something's not right or left kind of messy, let's just not assume that it was a negative, you know, which is so true. Like
right.
most of the time, nobody's doing this stuff to you on purpose.
Right.
It's an accident or a mistake or it's well-intended wisdom, maybe out of place because I didn't fill up with Jesus that morning. We were talking about cars, so, you know, yeah. blinkers, gas oh, yeah. tanks. But we are all guilty of that.
Yeah. You know, one thing I think that really makes God sad is, you know, of course, all the people that walk away from him because of one of us that accidentally misrepresent God. But the truth is, if you allow that to force you away from God, then your faith was not in God, but in people. But moving on from that.
Preach, girl.
But moving away from that, I think God is really sad when he sees how we talk to ourselves.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think about it, like, what does God think when he hears me say the things that I say to myself? Like, wow, you really are a screw up. Wow, you haven't amounted to much. God's going, no, that's my child. So we are literally insulting one of God's children.
Yeah.
That's,
we just don't think we count because it's ourselves.
Right. But God hears
God's
it.
God's like, ah, that makes me sad
right?
and a little angry.
Yeah, I mean, what would you do if someone was talking bad about your kid?
Girl, I'll fight you.
I'm not going to lie. So my son's in flag football right now. And a little boy had something a little sassy to say about my son. Well, it wasn't the Holy Spirit, but it was my niece that saved me that day. Maybe the Holy Spirit helped her save me. But I get a little bit crazy when it comes to my kids. How do you think God feels about his children?
I agree. I watched mine get tackled for the first time in high school football.
Oh, yeah, girl. Did you go find that mom on the other side?
Woo! If I had known who she was. No, I'm just kidding.
A little bit.
But I have, yeah, a little bit. I have said to my son, I'm like, you know, if you get, if somebody hurts you, I am coming down on that field and I am going to make a scene. He's, and he, oh, bless his heart. I mean, I might, it just depends on the injury. I'm not sure. Well, y'all pray for me, that I filled up with the Holy Spirit that day. He really knows that this is possible. Obviously he has yeah. lived with me for almost 16 years. He's like, Mom, but for real? And he gets super serious. He's like, you know, you really can't do that, right? Like, and I'm like, oh honey. He's like, no, Mom, yeah. I'm serious.
Right? You're this crazy and nothing's happened to me, Mom. So yeah. So my son got taken out in a game when he was playing tackle, my little guy. But I was not there. I was at a retreat with you speaking.
Oh.
And like he had to be carried off the field. So it was so good I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. God saved you from that. He protected you.
He protected a lot of people.
yeah, maybe not you so much.
Because it was a cheap shot.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all, teach your kids not to give cheap shots because I teach my kids to fight back, man.
Just never know who's yeah. on the other end of that. Yeah. Just saying.
There's crazy moms everywhere. We hide in suburbia in our minivans, FYI.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and I know that I love that analogy that you bringing that up. You know, God will fights fiercely for us. He adores us that much, just like us. You know, and if you don't have children, maybe you have a pet.
Right.
I mean, yep. I'm not trying to, you know, say that children are like pets, but
they kind of are.
They kind of are. And my pets are like children.
Yeah.
Just saying.
yeah. Or you know what I tell my son before he goes off for tackle? I actually say it now during flag too and just hope it doesn't go too far. But I'm like, hey, buddy, that guy right there, he wants to hurt your mama. Go get him. That's how he, because he was on the line, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's that fierceness that we have for our own family and our loved ones and, you know, our mom and our dad. That's the same that God feels for us.
And I think switching that perspective sometimes to understand just how much he loves us and is fighting for us. And he feels the things that we feel. I think that was another really cool thing to me through these scriptures in Jeremiah was that here's Jeremiah just, you know, he is just devastated, just lamenting Judah and how they are sucking it up, right? And stinking it up might be a better word. And God is lamenting right there with him.
Mm-hmm.
And is just as sad and heartbroken. And it just makes you feel, it's just a reminder that God comes alongside us.
Mm-hmm.
And he has experienced, you know, Jesus experienced all the temptations, all the feelings of the flesh that we do. And Jesus and the Holy Spirit and God being three in one, they get it. It's not just, it's not foreign to them. They feel it with us. I mean, God did create emotion, so of course he feels it.
You know, in Revelation 2:14, it says, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And that happens in Revelations. But you know what? That means that God already knows.
Mm.
I mean, God is right there in our sorrows. And some people say, well, then if there's a God, then why does sorrow happen? And then we have to kick it back and go, because there's free will.
Yeah. And because we stink it up.
Right.
I mean, he gives us the choice to stink it up or not every single moment of our lives.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful that I stink it up a lot less than I used to. But girl, sometimes I do need an air freshener in my car. I don't know what the car analogy stuff is today.
It's we just started. You're talking about blinkers.
Yep. It's just we're taking that and rolling with it.
I think I love when people say, and you can respond to this because, you know, I can go down this rabbit trail too. I don't love when people say it. I actually kind of stop and go, oh gosh, God, how do I answer this? If God already knows everything, then why do I have to pray about it?
Because he wants to hear from us.
Yes. Well, and also I read recently that God is not a pushy God. He knocks. Mm-hmm. And has to be invited in.
That's
so
right.
If you're not inviting God into whatever situation is happening, he's assuming you're handling it by yourself. Mm-hmm. And he's going to let you go do that.
Uh-huh.
And so that is why we have to pray about all the things. You know, because people are like, well, it says God knows everything. And God knows all of our needs.
Yeah, but, and he knows when you don't seek him, you're going to crash the car.
Is your son close to getting his license or something?
He totally is.
Okay. Maybe this is the whole thing.
I don't know. We have been looking at cars for him. I've been thinking a lot about safety, people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's your airbag?
Dang. Yeah. Airbag. Got to fill it up with Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, I just, you know, this morning, I didn't even do any sort of Bible study. I just prayed.
Mm.
And I started out with some prayers from a book I've recently gotten, and I love it so much. We'll share it with you in case you're interested. But I have some prayer cards around the house, and I kind of started with that, going with the themes that I was feeling. And then I just sat there and opened my heart to listen to God. I mean, mm-hmm. sometimes I just have a general feeling, and I don't even know exactly what to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when there are certain prayers in the Bible, but I didn't even feel like I needed to open my Bible today. I just went to prayers that other people had written
mm-hmm.
about, you know, believing I'm enough and I'm on the right path that God has me on, and make it clear and keep me where you want me and don't let me out of my lane, right? And I just listened. And it was such a cool morning, and I want to start doing that more because that is my airbag. Sometimes it's not so much about filling in the right answers, which is a lot of what we're doing in this online study. It's not about regurgitating the answers or looking up a scripture and filling in a word from the passage. It is, what is God speaking to your heart? What is he convicting you about? And are you listening?
Right.
Sometimes we need to just shut up and listen.
Just shut up and listen, people. You know, I love that because I think that oftentimes we feel like we have to have all the scriptures memorized. We have to have everything figured out to hear from God. But like you said, sometimes we just have to shut up because God will be with us no matter where we are. And he's going to walk us to where he wants us to be if we allow him to go with us, right?
Absolutely. I also, as we start to close today, I want to read you these verses from Jeremiah 9, 1 and 2. Again, Message translation. I love how they put stuff. I wish my head were a well of water and my eyes fountains of tears, so I could weep day and night for casualties among my dear, dear people. At times I wish I had a wilderness hut, a backwoods cabin, where I could get away from my people and never again see them. They're a faithless, feckless bunch, a congregation of degenerates.
Dang.
Dang now. Watch out.
So what you're trying to say, God.
So what you had said was, these people are stinking it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something about that Message translation really sticks it in your face, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I know that there are times when God has felt this way about me, but all I have to do is turn around and put my eyes back on Him.
Yeah.
Any of us, turn our eyes back on Him, look up and say, I'm sorry, give me a fresh start. Yeah. And He never runs out.
And remember, you know, just as hard as He weeps and feels sorrow, He celebrates with us too.
Absolutely. The things that make Him terribly sad,
yeah,
make Him sad. But the things that He rejoices over, oh my gosh, I'm pretty sure I rejoice over those too.
Yeah.
Let's focus on those this week as we go about. We appreciate you joining us today. And we look forward to being with you next week on the Saint.
No. The Sinner. She tried to leave me out, people.
The Sinner and the Saint.